You see, this is better. This is better for Jake Paul. This is better for boxing. This is better for the boxing of boxing, not the business of boxing, although that's tied up with it. I'm talking about Jake Paul versus Ryan Borland. Now, it didn't last long, and Jake Paul did show some skills here. But as you know, if you listen to this here podcast, which I know you do, and thank you so much, I've had a problem, or not a problem, but maybe a confusion with the legitimacy of boxing and the boxing of boxing coming up against the business of boxing, which I know it has to, and it does. However, this helped things. See, I think I've explained on my TikTok video of this as well, that we have the history of Jake Paul coming up through fighting YouTubers and all of that, and then fighting Tommy Fury and losing and being, and I think, really quite heartfelt. And I was really quite pleased with, well, I lost, but this will help me because it will help me to get back in the gym. And I love boxing and I want to grow. And I thought, as a boxing fan, not a connoisseur, but a fan, I thought, well, you know, he's been captured by boxing and that's great. And then he fought Nate Diaz, an MMAer. And I thought, well, are you looking for legitimacy to fight boxers who may be picked for you, and boxers we don't know, like Ryan Borland, who's 13-2, 13-3 now, but not with any names that you would recognise particularly, or that I wouldn't anyway, but I'm not a connoisseur of boxing. And is that's what you should be doing. You should be creating your record and have it published and be on BoxRec and other sites like that, and then that will add to your legitimacy and people will think you are a boxer because you're fighting boxers. Because boxers fight boxers, don't they? They don't fight somebody with a chain of hotels, do they? Who's never really stepped into the ring. Or somebody who's a YouTuber and can probably tell you how to fix a car and has got a reality TV show, but also has never really done a bit of boxing. Well, I did a bit of sparring when I was a kid. That's not how you build your legitimate record. You fight boxers. It's quite simple, isn't it? A boxer fights boxers. And I'm not talking about journeymen here, although I know this exists and boxing fans do. But boxing fans also know that promoters and managers and coaches and boxers who are young and coming up look at their career and who they could fight next and who they'd like to pick next. And I know that happens. And it's part of the business of boxing. And it's part of building your record. And that is something that Jake Paul needs to do. And he's having a good go here. And he did dominate this. He was perky, he was on his toes. He really, even when Borland thought, I'll have a look and see where he is, he held him off with the jab. Borland looked a bit too keen to get in there, actually. He smothered his own work quite a lot. But, you know, Jake Paul smacked in a lovely body shot. That really, he really sat down on that one. And then when he got through with the right, he didn't jump on him. He didn't. There was nothing coming back from Borland, and he was discombobulated immediately. But there was. But he didn't think, I now need to really jump on this, and therefore not really finish the job. He waited, and he got a few more shots through, and he took one to get two or three in, and the referee stopped it because Borland was not coming back from that. And that might have happened in general because Borland appeared to be overmatched. Maybe it was the occasion. Maybe it was Jake Paul's skills. And he showed his skills, and that's fantastic. And as he said afterwards, I wanted to go on longer so I could show you more. And that's great. That's a great aspiration to have. But the aspiration he should also have is that he fights boxers. Because boxers fight boxers. And that is how you get your record. And, you know, in a way, it's different for AJ and for Tyson Fury. That didn't go well, did it, Tyson, to fight Francis Ngannou, because they've already got their record up there. Jake Paul's coming up, and you need to make your record and create your record. And at the moment, people are looking at it askance and thinking, well, is it or isn't it? And who he fights next, and I keep saying this, and I said it last time, will be really important. Because I don't want to see an MMAer. I don't want to see a YouTuber. I want to see a boxer. I don't need to see a boxer who is a real test for him, not yet. But I need to see another boxer, because that is the way that it works, even in the business of boxing. Jury's still out. Well, the business of boxing, but in the boxing of boxing, I think he's doing pretty well. Ta-ta.